Boko Haram is continuing its abductions and killings despite a promise by the Buhari-led administration to crack down on their insurgents. President Muhammadu Buhari, during his campaign and after he was voted into power, assured Nigerians that the operations of the terrorist group will be brought to an end, though the country's army headquarters has been moved to the northeast of the country as part of the move to control Boko Haram. The latest killings seem to derail efforts by the government. We've been joined on the line by an international relations expert, Obad Ibrahim, to assist us understand the issues. Good afternoon to you, Mr. Ibrahim.
Hi, good afternoon.
Now, Mr. Ibrahim, what do you think has gone wrong with the promise made by the Buhari-led administration with regards to Boko Haram and their operations?
I think it's too early to pass a jury currently. You are looking at both macro-managing and micro-managing a huge insurgency that's cost the lives of quite a number of people. On the macro level, it is militarily prudent and that the capital of the military has been moved to the heartbeat of the Boko Haram insurgency, which is Maiduguri in the Borno state. So it's now left with the fine-tuning of the strategy so that you can nip the menace entirely in the bud. But it's going to take time, my dear sister. Buhari was only sworn in on May 29. It's in 1 month and a fortnight or so, or even less, 1 month and a week. So it's too early to expect to do in 90 days what has not been achieved in the past 6 years or so.
But Mr. Ibrahim, do you think the current killings are politically motivated?
I think there are some hidden hands behind Boko Haram, and we need to get it quite clear. It serves the interests of certain powers that for as long as West Africa is becoming a very robust economy, they should throw a spanner in our head, just as they did in the case of East Africa by the creation of Al-Shabaab. So what is left for us to do as a sub-region currently is that we need to prod the Buhari administration to manage the insurgency on the micro level. And what does that mean? You've done all the big things, like moving the logistics to Maiduguri. You've deployed enough soldiers and all that. What about the people? Because Boko Haram is using that ecosystem that is so marginalized to carry out these acts of atrocity. What about the individual Nigerian living in Borno, Yobe, and Adamawa? What counterinsurgency strategy have we put in place so that the young people do not become cannon fodder that are tapped into willingly by Boko Haram? Boko Haram is an ideology. As long as an ideology or a philosophy of life does not have adherence, then it can't stand. So let's rob them of the opportunity of tapping into the pool of young people in the up and northeast to carry out this sort of atrocity. So therefore, on the macro level, I think let's give him some time. The movement of the army to the northeast, it's a step in the direction. But that micromanaging of the crisis is what we need to do. In Iraq, that's how the Americans did it. And the David Petraeus, the Awakening Council in Anbar province, which was the epicenter of the Al-Qaeda insurgency between 2004 and 2006. So what they did was they gave the young people the needed tools and skills to flush out Al-Qaeda people that were ensconced within them. So that is what Nigeria failed to do. You deploy Yoruba-speaking soldiers to the northeast. They go to an area, they coordinate off, and they kill everybody. That is not how you fight an insurgency. But it needs time. Counterinsurgency is not conventional warfare so that you maraud the place, you defeat people and get out. It takes time. It is painstaking, Herculean, and it needs a lot of tact for the Nigerian administration to be successful.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Obad Ibrahim. Obad Ibrahim is an international relations expert.